and welcome to the Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events in and around Oxford.
I'm going to be talking this week about rowing, pantomime in the summer, and H.P. Lovecraft.
And I'm going to be talking about a load of different events, and then the Cowley Row Carnival, which is the most important event,
the big event of the week. But before then...
Yeah, we've got a competition running on Daily Info at the moment. It's for the pop-up cinema that's happening at Lady Margaret Hall, put on by the Phoenix Picture House. They're doing it over two weekends in July and August, and we've got a pair of tickets to all of them. And we're getting people to recommend a film in their perfect setting that it could be. So some of the entrants we've had so far are for With Null Nye at a Vineyard Wine Tasting Evening. Amazing. Lord of the Rings in the Hobbiton Village in New Zealand. Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet at the Globe. And Titanic on a punt on the Thames, if you can figure out a long enough cable. Yeah. Yeah, if you've got another suggestion and you want to win some tickets to Labyrinth or Casablanca or any of the other films, then do go on Daily Info. There's a link to it from the homepage.
Or if you don't want to go see the film, just read the entries, because it's so imaginative and fun. It's dreamlike settings to watch films in. It's really great. People are very creative in Oxford.
Mm-hmm. Now, first event of the week, Peter Doherty
with the R
is going to be at the O2 Academy tonight. He has got a busy summer, this boy. Libertines and Baby Shambles Man. He's doing a few solo gigs to begin with. He's in Oxford, and then tomorrow night he's in Bristol ahead of Hyde Park with the Libertines on Saturday, and then Rock Virtue in Belgium with Baby Shambles on Sunday, and then he's just going all over Europe, Baby Shambles, Libertines, Baby Shambles, Libertines, all summer. Now, David Belbin from Nottingham Post saw his solo show in Nottingham last night and said that the set list was mixture of Libertines classic and the best of his own stuff, and that it was actually a really good gig. I think love him or hate him, he's a really charismatic guy.
It's an experience, isn't it?
And, you know, he's probably going to be a little bit late, but it's going to be pretty raucous and pretty fun. There's some really good support as well from Oxford boy Adam Barnes, with his wonderful beard and a beautiful voice. And also, if you miss Adam at this gig, he's going to be playing at Truck Store on Friday the 11th. But for tonight, it's £20 and it starts at 7, and you could be in for a long night if he doesn't turn up too promptly.
I think he was about an hour late to Nottingham, and also I read that somebody offered him cake from the front and he split it up and threw it to the audience. So you could bring something for him to share around. Sharing is caring with Peter Doherty.
Or bring a poncho.
On to tomorrow night, the very lovable Dawn French is performing her first ever solo tour at the New Theatre. She's, of course, an award-winning actress, best-selling novelist, but probably best known for her sketch work with Jennifer Saunders and for playing the lead role in The Vicar of Dibley for many years. Her live show is called 30 Million Minutes, which is the approximate number of minutes she's lived and she's accrued in her life so far at the age of 56. And her show is in sort of overview of her life, anecdotes, life lessons. She talks really openly about intimate things like having a hysterectomy and uterine cancer. I think she also talks about doing a gynecological examination on her mum, which is one of the more risque elements.
But this is a funny show.
But it's really funny. I think that's particularly funny. But it's not a sob story. She's had a lot of difficult things she's been through, but it's her usual clowning and good sense of humour. And she's one of the queens of British comedy and a bit of a national treasure. Her shows are selling really well. It's pretty much sold out in Oxford. There's a few tickets left in the balcony. Yeah, might be some returns. So if you love Dawn French, you must go see her. Support her on her first ever live solo tour. She's at the New Theatre tomorrow. That's Thursday, 3rd of July, with 30 Million Minute. And it starts at 7:30pm.
Now, we were talking about the Morden College School Arts Festival last week, and it's continuing this week with Idylls of the King at the Oxford Playhouse. It's based on the 12 narrative poems of Tennyson, telling the tales of King Arthur, and it's directed and adapted by Joanne Pierce, who is working with MCS on the festival, but is also an associate artist for the Royal Shakespeare Company. And she was involved last year in their production of Lord of the Flies, which got amazing reviews. We're going to be sending along a reviewer tomorrow night, so you can check out the review on Daily Info tomorrow. And this is running from Thursday to Saturday at the Oxford Playhouse. And there's going to be a pre-show talk on Friday at 6:30, if you want to go to that as well. That's £1 or £2, and that's going to have Dr. Claire Broom Saunders, who is a research fellow at Wolfson, and she's going to be talking about exploring the Idylls of the King in the context of 19th century medievalism. But if you want to find out more about this show or the rest of the festival, go to artsfestivaloxford.org for all of the MCS Arts Festival.
Some more theatre tomorrow with Reconception Theatre, who are an Oxford-based theatre company who produce Device Theatre. They formed in 2011 and work in association with Oxford Brookes Drama and English Department. I think they're either current students or past students. They've got really good links with the university. Last year, they produced a show called Shadows on the Wall, so if that rings any bell, that was Reconception Theatre. And this year, they've created an original piece called What Became of Harley Warren. It's a 20s-era crime story, and it's based on H.P. Lovecraft's short story, The Statement of Randolph Carter. A review so far said that the show captures the essence of Lovecraft and the air of suspense and horror was brilliant. And so whether you like Lovecraft or you like Devise Theatre or you like Oxford-based theatre companies, then Reconception Theatre's new show is worth checking out. They're going to be performing on Thursday and Friday this week at the Old Fire Station at 7:30 p.m. and the show's called What Became of Harley Warren.
And you were impressed with their promo techniques as well.
And they were exit flying at a show I went to recently and I thought that was very good of them. That definitely put me on the radar. I didn't realise they were doing the show until I got their flyer. So flying does make big impact.
Now, if you are a budding journalist, then you might want to go along to this talk at St Aldate's Tavern on Thursday. It's about making journalism pay in the digital age, and it's going to be upstairs in the function room, and it's completely free. It's being put on by the Oxford branch of the National Union of Journalists. And it's sort of a networking event, but also some talks in advance. There's going to be Tim Dawson, who's chair of the NUJ's Freelance Industrials Council, and who also writes regularly for the Sunday Times and New Statesman, and he'll be giving an overview about the ways journalists are using at the moment internet and digital media to find work and promote themselves and earn a living. Then Stephen Matheson, who is a freelance member of the Oxford NUJ, he's going to be talking about the tools he's used himself to promote his book and his ideas on subscription paid content. And then there's going to be other contributors as well that they haven't announced yet, but from web development side and local news side. And it's a really diverse event. It's open to writers, reporters, broadcasters, photo, video journalists, editors, designers, developers, bloggers.
Pretty much anyone who does anything to do with work, kind of vaguely.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe we could go along. They don't say podcasters, but
it's also a networking event, so you can meet lots of other people in the industry and try and find some work too.
And if you're not a member of the National Union of Journalists, you have to email to ask if you can go along. I think it's very inclusive, but I think they need to know in terms of outreach how many people are coming who aren't members, so email them and you can find their website through Daily Info.
Yeah, 7 o'clock at the St Aldate's Tavern.
Now, over the next 5 days, from today until Sunday, the prestigious Henley Royal Regatta will be taking place in none other than Henley-on-Thames. There's going to be head-to-head knockout competitions with over 200 races scheduled, and there's going to be Olympian rowers as well as lots of new crews, obviously lots of Oxford-based crews as well. And apparently rowing life is not complete if it does not include competing at Henley. They say that themselves, but I'm pretty sure rowers agree,
Isn't it as much a social calendar thing as rowing?
I think, it's a bit of a social event. Mm-hmm. So the regatta was formed in 1839 and people come from all over the world to attend, whether that's to compete or just to watch. Today and tomorrow are the heats, so there's over 80 races on both days. Then Friday's the semi-finals, Saturday the quarter-finals, and the finals are on Sunday and there's 20 races then. So they sort of filter it down to the best on Sunday. It's quite a glamorous affair, I believe, but I think if you're just going to be going scruffy, you can sort of get a view somewhere.
Sit on the bank,
somewhere along the Thames. The regatta's happening from today until Sunday.
It's such a busy weekend, though. I've got some music. This is Cornbury Music Festival is this weekend, starting Friday, going till Sunday at Great Shoe Park. And they've got a great lineup as always. They've got Jules Holland, Simple Minds and Gypsy Kings are all going to be headliners on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, respectively. They've also got Nina Nesbitt and Lissy. And it's such a family festival. They've got Sophie Ellis-Bexter and The Feeling. And the bassist of The Feeling is married to Sophie Ellis-Bexter. So they'll probably bring along their kids. It is a lovely, very family-friendly
festival. You went along last year, didn't you?
I did go, and I went along a couple of years ago before as well. And actually, some of my favourites were the comedy. The comedy tent is always amazing.
Really?
Yeah, they've got Mark Watson and Al Murray this year, and Jeremy Hardy. And, you can just sit around on some haystacks and listen to some cool comedy and just wander around. I saw Lloyd Grossman in a band last year as well.
Oh, great. Highlight.
Yeah, it's a beautiful setting for the festival as well in Great Shoe Park. It's just sort of on this hill and the sun sets behind the main stage and it's just completely gorgeous.
Just what you want from a festival.
Absolutely. There are still weekend and day tickets available and the gates open at midday on Friday. But you've got some summer panto.
So the Chipping Norton Christmas pantomime is regarded as one of the best traditional pantos you can go see. I went to see Jack and the Giant last Christmas and it was amazing. So if you haven't been to a Christmas panto, you can try their summer panto this week instead.
I didn't know there was a summer panto.
This is, I think, a one-off. I think it's a one-off because it might kill them, because this is the Chipping Norton's 40th year, and to mark it, they're sort of celebrating the Christmas panto in the summer. And in 48 hours, they are going to write, rehearse and produce a pantomime.
Whoa.
Pantomimes at Christmas, as they are always extremely under-rehearsed, but this is setting themselves a challenge unimaginable to any regular panto performer. They are actually going to be bringing back several of the kind of regular Christmas panto actors who might be popular with the crowds, so you can see some familiar faces on the stage. And there's obviously going to be catchy songs, flying sweets. It sounds like it's going to be really chaotic, hilarious, probably slightly suicidal for all those involved, and tons of fun. Performances are at the theatre in Chipping Norton at 4 and 7 on Saturday and 2 and 6 on Sunday, and hopefully there'll be some like first aid ambulances ready for the team once the last show goes down. It sounds like really good fun.
Sounds insanely misjudged but also brilliant. Yeah. Now all of Saturday in Oxford, it's Alice's Day, celebrating Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, and it happens every year. It's organised by the Story Museum. There's going to be so much stuff going on. For all of the events, check out storymuseum.org.uk, but I've picked out a few of the things. So there's going to be a display of children's fantasy literature in the Bodleian that you can go and see. At the Ashmolean, there's going to be, you can make your own secret code, because Carol had like a nictograph, I think it was called, which was like a device for writing code in the dark, because he'd wake up and have these great ideas in the middle of the night. There's also going to be a Mad Hatter's tea party on the rooftop of the Ashmolean in the restaurant, with jam tarts, drink me potions and eat me cake. And at the Museum of Oxford / Town Hall, you can make playing card character badges, make party food and dress up as a character. And the museum also has items that belonged to Alice Liddell, the real life Alice, as well, so you can see those. At the Story Museum, there's going to be loads of storytelling and songwriting workshop, and you can also print a keepsake on one of the old antique Bodleian printing
brilliant.
Presses.
We love those.
Yeah, they're amazing. We've talked about their workshops before as well. Awesome. At Waterstones, you can do cake decorating, fancy dress, and teacups decorating as well. You can take your teacups home with you. I think you need to book for that, so check that out if you're interested. And then there's loads more events at the Botanic Gardens, University Church, Blackwell's, Christchurch Library, Alice's Shop, Old Fire Station, Oxford Castle, and just all over the city, really. It should be really nice. And then, like, you know, go for lunch at like the White Rabbit, and then go for some drinks afterwards at the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, for a more adult take on the day. Just go in fancy dress to the pubs. Also on Saturday is Ovada's 10th birthday party. So we talk about the Ovada Warehouse quite often, but I think it's been a while since we've detailed what Ovada is and what they do. So Ovada stands for Oxford Visual Arts Development Agency, and they were established in 2004. And from 2005 to 2010, they were at Gloucester Green. That's where they were based. They had to vacate their premises, obviously, for the redevelopment of the old fire station. And since 2012, they've lived at the Warehouse on Osney Lane in West Oxford that hosts lots of events we talk about on the Oxcast. And Ovada runs exhibitions and lots of classes, and they support loads of artists in Oxford with residencies and commissions, and they're a great establishment, and they have a lovely venue. And so they're turning 10 this year, and on Saturday they've got a super fun birthday party planned. It starts at 4 p.m. with some family-friendly activities and tea and cake in the afternoon. From 6 till 8 there is food served with a difference, which I believe could be from Art Wash, who have done art exhibitions with takeaways, so you order some food and you get a piece of art. I'm imagining that's the twist. And then from 7 till 10 there's going to be live music, surprise guests and a DJ set from Tim Hand. But throughout the day there's also funfair style games, a cabinet of curiosities, art inspired entertainment, I like that, vague but promising, and an archive of Ovada projects on display too, so you can go and find out more about what Ovada does and celebrate their birthday with them from 4 till 10 at the Warehouse on Osney Lane, and celebrate 10 years of them supporting contemporary art in Oxford.
Well done, guys. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ovada.
Now, Sunday is pretty much going to be dominated this week, I think, by the Cagliari Carnival. It is my favourite day to be in Oxford all year. Now, it's just a massive, huge celebration of the diversity of OX4, and last year it attracted 35,000 people. It was insane.
Wow.
The parade starts at 2 p.m. from the plane, with more people joining at 2:15 in Union Street. And this year's theme is Oxford Faces. So in going with the theme, they've also planned at 2:15, they want everyone to take a carnival selfie. So get your phones ready for 2:15. They want you to tweet it at Cowley Carnival with using the hashtag Carnival Selfie. And I think they might be trying to go for a world record of like simultaneous selfies or something. It should be amazing. And like also because the parade's on, get a bit of the parade in the background. I was also saw that Count Drachma are going to be playing at 2 o'clock at the truck store. So hopefully they'll just stop mid-set, take a picture of themselves on the stage, carnival parade out the window. Be awesome. But there is so much going on. Of course, there's just going to be like loads of sound systems outside every venue. Everyone's just going to be serving food and drinks on the street. The road itself is going to be closed from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And yeah, there's so much music. There's going to be two big official stages this year at Mansell Gardens and Chapel Street Car Park. At Maswell Gardens, there's going to be loads of local dance featured, curated by Dance in Oxford, featuring Body Politic, and the stage is going to be headlined from 5 till 6 by Oxford Legends, the original Robert Fitzthousand Band. So, free gig if you want to go see them. They are amazing, just raucous, skiffly, hoedown jazz.
Perfect for carnival as well. Insane. Good atmosphere.
At Maswell Gardens, there's also going to be a wellbeing spa, a bar, trampolines, and covered seating, and a slapstick slash comedy choreography slash parkour performance by Urban Playground.
Love the sound of that.
Yeah, and then in the car park, there's going to be the Scrapyard stage. It's going to be kicked off by Dutty Moonshine, a DJ collective, promising heavy beats. Then there's going to be the Count Skylarkin, Temple Funk Collective, and it will be closed by the Dublings, a five-piece reggae dub rock band. And there's also going to be fairground rides around the stage. And then, like I said, there's going to be Count Drachma and other music in the truck store, Count Drachma playing it too. Then Sensible Dance Hall are going to be outside the Methodist Church again this year with the Jamalot sound system playing dub, soca, dancehall, reggae and global beats. And then there's going to be more live music and DJs at the O2 Academy, East Oxford Community Centre, Marston Street Junction, Art Bar, the Library, Casbar, Music Box, Melly Deli, First Floor Restaurant, Bar Aroma, James Street Tavern and the Black Swan.
An exhausting day.
It's going to be amazing. Hopefully the weather will hold out for it as well. And just love the carnival.
We love the carnival. If you're not too exhausted from Carnival on Sunday, there is a really brilliant documentary you could go see at Phoenix Picture House. It won a documentary prize at the Sundance Film Festival, and it's called Return to Homs, and it's a new documentary that looks behind the barricades of the besieged city of Homs in Syria and focuses on a 19-year-old boy and his group of friends. And it was filmed over 2 years in Syria and documents the struggle of the revolutionary freedom fighters and their journey from pacifism to violence to martyrdom. And the film was released in Picture House cinemas at the end of June, and it's being screened Sunday at 8 o'clock at the Phoenix Picture House, and I think that's probably the only occasion in the near future to see this film. And it's being followed by a Q&A session with the producer, Orwani Rabbi, and it's being hailed as an extraordinary film, and particularly for its immersive conflict zone filmmaking, which is something really difficult to do, and they've done it brilliantly well.
Brave.
Very brave and very fearless work, and an important story to tell. It's an ongoing struggle. So if you want to see Return to Homs, book to go to the Phoenix Picture House screening at 8 o'clock on Sunday.
Get some jerk chicken at the carnival and then head out to Kajero.
Yes, Orla, we'll go to carnival first. And then we'll go see an important issue-based documentary.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Info Oxcast. For more information about all these events and many more, you can go to dailyinfo.co.uk.
Also on Daily Info, you can apply for jobs. We've got two jobs going at Daily Info itself.
We do.
You could be in the office with us whilst we record. You could even be one of the people who records the podcast. So you can find out more about those jobs and others on Daily Info.
We've also got loads of room ads and sales ads and offers and all sorts of different things on Daily Info.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, and like our Facebook page, just search for Daily Info Oxford.